GameSlips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
A time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
And here we are again. The answers with Why Not and Scott. Right, Scott? Scott, you here, right?
I would be Scott.
Yeah. The hawk has just swooped in on us, right? We're on target.
Writing a song about that too, huh?
Yeah, could you imagine what they see?
Mm-hmm. I tell you they see everything, man. I had a hawk flying over, it was circling them, I was in a pool, and long story short, this hawk was probably, I'm going to say 500 feet, 300 feet, something like that, and all of a sudden it just went into this freaking, it just started just dropping. So it was floating down like, you know, like if it was like something like, it was just floating, it was a circle, like once it started floating down, it was like surreal, and it floated down like probably like about, I don't know, 700 feet above our heads, and then just started flying, and then just flew away, but it just floated straight down, it was like way up there, and so it floated. Really slow. It was freaking cool. It was like watching a, you know, those like the least going fuzzies when we just float through the air like pollen. But it was coming straight down. Just floating, had its wings spread out and it just slowed it down. I'll stop. So I can keep on.
No, that's pretty awesome. I've never seen them do something like that.
I've never seen that either. I mean, I'm going to say one more thing since I'm on that thing. So, I'm just me. I'm out there doing my vape. This is my last job before I'm fired. And I'm out the side door, you know, I'm doing some vapes. But I had the knockers too, so I'm nuts. So I'm out there looking up in the sky. Right? And I spot these two freaking, must be hawks. These two birds are connected by their claws, and they're surfing, just like in those nature films, you know, when they're coming down like a helicopter. And I'm watching these things fall for like a minute, and these things are just, and they were way up there, like the binocular up there. And I'm just watching these things come down, freaking cool. So I've seen some weird, I mean, you know.
That's their mating ritual. That's interesting.
I see that stuff on TV, or like little YouTube clips and stuff, you know. And I'm sitting here in my binoculars, so I'm like, there's no one out there. And I'm just like, holy crap. Even if you're standing next to me, you wouldn't have seen it. It was there, so, you know.
The odds of that are just phenomenal, right?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that happened. I saw a UFO that I couldn't identify it with something very, very weird. But nonetheless, binoculars looking up in the sky, you never know what you see.
I just bought a pair of binoculars, like one-sided. They're like 175 times it can magnify it. And I got it to watch nature.
That's what I really got it for, too.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that. I think that's what we're here for, is to see how it like grows or how it looks or whatever. You know, to really see light.
Well, I think we're here to absorb diversity. That's what we're really here for.
Diversity, yes. See what we're capable of. What we're all capable of.
Who do you think we are, right?
Who do we think we are? Is that what you said?
Yeah, of the living earth. We're a small part.
Well, we're probably a big part, but we just haven't taken our part yet. You know, like, I think that's what we're working on right now. That's what Red Radio is all about. Number one listened to and supported place anywhere we know of, right?
Yes, thank you, folks. You know, it's a listener free. What is it? Listener supported. You like freedom of speech. I think that's cool. And throw a puff, you know. Many people throw a puff, and the radio station's happy, and we keep on telling you what we think. Freedom of speech.
And the rest of the world gets to tell you what they think, too, because it's like all, you know, listeners call in and stuff.
That's right. Has access to this, right? There is a Skype number, you know, our numbers are reached, and you can have something to say.
Unless we do it. You don't want to claim that one, right?
I'm thinking of a guy from oh my God, Tanzania, or whatever the hell he was from. He said he was here. He revealed he was here. Never mind.
So we got two other people on the call, two truckers or roadrunners. We got Two Feathers. Are you with us, Two Feathers?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, in here chopping with my son.
Watching
a magic clown. Too.
We're all clowns these days.
I wish he'd watch my feet. He's got a separate basket. I'm getting him to carry a couple of things in a basket, and he's like clowning around, man. I'm telling him to watch out for my feet, because you know them kids do, they run over the back of your heel, man. It still hurts.
Yeah, I haven't had that experience in years.
Yeah. I mean, I got away with it the last time he was around me. In the first, he ran over me, and but it worked out pretty good. It didn't hurt that bad, really. In other words, so
you get better at it.
Yeah. So how was your weekend going? Going pretty good.
Yeah, it's doing what it's supposed to do. I think. I'm not sure yet. No, it's all in order, I'm sure. We got Trucker Gerald with us too.
Well, it says, yep. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Trucker. How you doing?
I'm good, good. Yeah, I took my daughter and my niece to a theme park this weekend and spent the whole day over there. It was had a lot of fun. There's a lot of background noise going on. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it just started. That's two feathers at the store, I think. You got a little background, two feathers.
Let me see, hold on. Hold on, let me see. Y'all tell me if it's me.
Okay. Sounds quiet. What do you think, Trucker Girl?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, boy, that background noise, that was loud.
It's all good.
Yeah.
He's out shopping.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, I'm back at work.
Yeah, that's must good. Be fun.
Much better. Or that nothing to do.
He's been back a while, right? So what do you think, Scotty? What do you think's going on this week in the cruel world?
I'll tell you what's going on is let's see. Man's inhumanity to man strikes again. Something about that. There was these a young couple. They're traveling the country, national parks. The one guy looks like he killed his girlfriend. You know, it's been on the news about this girl who disappeared.
He
won't talk to anybody. So now they think they found the body. They're staying the night. I want to elaborate on that. But they think they found the body, and they're saying it. Pretty sure. And this guy happened to disappear 2 days ago. So for a week now, it's been like national news. This guy supposedly, he won't talk to anybody. They're not calling the suspect, he's just a person of interest. It looks like pretty bad. It looks like he freaking did it because they're engaged or they've been going out. They live together. They go on a cross country trip and he shows up back home alone, and doesn't say anything like where she is or anything. And then they come in the police out. Or Wyoming, or something, have footage of them. They pulled him over, and they had his fight, and they made him stay in a hotel. The police forced this guy to stay in a hotel. They forced her to stay in a van. They separated him for the night. And then, a couple weeks. Anyway, the point being is, this guy is missing. It's like the press has been surrounding this house, the parents where he supposedly lives, whatever. And all of a sudden, he disappeared. They find the freaking. He's in Florida. They came out of Florida. But the one thing I want to say is they think they identified. They got the body. They identified it out in Wyoming in some kind of national park. But along with the article, it said in the last year or something, there's been 710 indigenous people with natural identity that are missing in that area. We've been reported missing in that area, all women, right? So this is a really weird case. I'm just saying, but it made national news, and there's probably hundreds, if not thousands, kids that are run away or just people that are missing. But this case got national attention. If people's reality of watching TV news information fed to them isn't screwed up enough. This just adds just one more stupid story. It's no different than politics. We do it, this administration. They do everything wrong. They do everything. It's wanting kids to make better decisions. Is their instincts, sometimes, I believe, sometimes. Yeah. So, you asked me what I thought. So that was the last thing I actually took interest in. The news was how they let this guy get away.
So that's like the main, that's all there is to the news this week? There's so many other things going on.
Just watching Biden, there's just too many things to write down or even consider. Everything.
Yeah, I agree. Biden, that's what it's really about.
Everything you see from international is a freaking lie. And who knows who knows what, I don't think anybody, somebody knows. And it's all mixed up.
Somebody knows? Do you really think anybody knows?
On this panel, sitting here right now, really has an idea how messed up it is and how stupid and irrational and unbelievable everything they're seeing is. You can see through it because we're cynical. I mean, also probably we all have some sort of intelligence. And so we happen to be blessed, or we're just connected to the Creator somehow, you know, in different degrees, and we see
stuff. Well, you have feelings, right? So, you know, like I was saying right before the show to you that maybe we're just getting more connected, you know, like I had this thought this week about when you look into somebody else's eyes, it's something that we can't do pretty much these days. But maybe if you could do that, we could be so connected that we might even spread disease that way. We don't know how we communicate. We don't know how things work really between us. But we're coming into a time where all this new stuff that we've never been able to do is probably hitting us. And we're probably more sensitive to each other and to everything around us, especially this year with COVID, where everybody's a scientist now, you know, so we're all learning how things work, right? So it's possible that we're just being more sensitive to everything around us, and maybe the system already knows that before we do.
That's just,
you know, when you say, who knows?
So sometimes I get some sensitive, and sometimes I'm just callous and just have to laugh.
Well, who wants to be too sensitive, you know? Like, too connected to everyone.
I want to throw some tutors out to Two Feathers real quick, because it's like the guy's like, he looks like he's a monster. He looks like he's like 6 foot, big ass. Two Feathers, you look like you're a big guy, you know? So, anyway, make a long story short, the guy writes poetry. And Two Feathers' poetry is some of this stuff is beautiful. And so he has feelings, you know? And it's like, I'm a songwriter, you know, and I can stand. So I'm just saying, I just wanted to stroke kudos out to Two Feathers, because he never talks about it, you know, never mentions it. But I happen to read his stuff, and it's like, and it's some really good stuff. So I just wanted to say that. So, you know,
actually,
anybody in this panel, you know, it's like, we do have feelings, you know, and we
have all of us are a good example of feelings. Because it's like the time that we're in.
You're welcome, Chief. Thank you.
Good. You deserve it.
I, you know, I'm not stealing your stuff, man, but like some of your rhymes, I'm trying to incorporate. Not the sentences or anything, or not your message. I'm just saying, you've inspired me. You're awesome. I'll stop.
There you go.
Man, thank you, Scott. That's really, really, really kind of you, dude. I mean, I feel your heart, and, you know, your words are not taken lightly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, somebody say that for somebody else, you know, that means a lot. It really does.
I wanted to say that for weeks, man. I keep on, and somehow I don't get there for some reason. But I wanted to throw that out, man. And thank you, man. I'm done. I'll stop. Let me take this.
Did you read the one that I just made about Yoda for president?
I have done, so I will soon, though, man. It's fun.
I think we got Shannon with us too, another trucker roadrunner.
Hey, I am feeling so much better. My voice is still just a little off, but I don't know. I think I had COVID 2025 or something.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely ahead of the rest of the game.
I really don't know what happened. I couldn't function at all. Like, 2 weeks, and then this week I've just been really tired. It's like I just want to sleep all the time for no reason, you know.
But do you feel like you're going to be stronger?
I feel like I probably will be. It's going to take probably another week, but I mean, I noticed like I have a little like after sickness glow to me now, so
yeah. Oh, that might be good. You sound good.
Yeah, I'm feeling much better.
Glad to have you back.
Yes, I'm glad to be back.
Nice.
I feel like I missed everybody, and my goodness, I did. I missed you guys.
Well, we do miss that difference, the woman's touch here.
I noticed you missed
it. And Scott, he's my buddy too. So, to choose. And Trucker Gerald, he's my trucker.
Hello, buddy. Shannon.
Yeah, and Trucker. I don't know if he's on, but he's my buddy too.
My sergeant will be around. he's busy helping somebody else. what a crew.
Right. What a crew. Oh. But I don't know if I had COVID or what I had, but I didn't. Well,
that's all you can have nowadays.
But it's really going around. Everybody has it now. Everybody has this sickness. Everybody.
I think we're realizing that everything in the fishbowl is going to get to everyone.
Yep.
And we're realizing how bioweapons work. You know, like they probably couldn't do it any worse than that. You know, like it would get out of control. Like they were thinking about Ebola before this. You know? Yeah. So what a bunch, you know?
Well, I think they also realize if they catch it or their family, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but the thing is they use it to, you know, like hype up the fear and get everybody panicked so that you need a system like a government to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of was about creating this thing that you have to turn to, you know, in a disaster. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing it for the past, I don't know, 20, 30 years, the whole time I've been living, right, Scotty? I mean, they came up with the FEMA camps because of us, because we were just protesting too much. They were talking about getting rid of all the drugs and stuff, you know, people that do drugs. It was a drug war with us.
Not that I'm really familiar with FEMA camps in Levittown, but I just want to mention, like, we grew up with a Nike base. We had these, I believe we had missiles like right in the middle of our camp. We had like a missile base.
Yeah, right? I know.
Your brother stole the tank.
Yeah, we're not talking about that much, right? You can't prove that, right? Yeah, it was an abandoned base when that happened, you know, so it used to be when we were growing up.
Yeah, but yeah, it was gone by the time we were in high school.
Yeah, we were taught how to build shelters underground and stuff and how to get under our desks and things.
We actually had freaking missiles. We were a target. We were actually a target. Honestly, I didn't seem sophisticated enough to pinpoint, like missiles coming in or like that accurate. But I'm just saying, we were a target.
Well, anywhere around Philadelphia and New York, we were a target. The funny thing is, we still act like that. It's like the most money that you could spend is on these weapons that we don't even get to use. You know, so we can't even afford to eat, and we're going to support all these war machines. And you see how they're building these robots and stuff so that they don't even have to sacrifice people anymore. We'll just see what good technology each side has. But aren't we past the time of, like, changing the borders for who owns what? Isn't it a time when the whole world should be, like, working out that nobody should own it?
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Isn't that what America was supposed to be about? Like, a change to, like, a different way of living so that more people could live like that?
I don't think so, man. I think America was a corporation from day one, tobacco companies. As soon as they realized they could make money here, they corporations,
they turned it into a business, but we're not supposed to be business-minded.
Yeah. It wasn't
what would the people want? Well, you know, all these wars, we've never wanted any of these wars. That's why all the false flags and stuff. So,
you're talking to people. Yeah, people didn't want the war. All the brainwashed people did, but the government definitely wanted one. That's definitely invaluable.
Well, Mike Gaddy was talking about, you know, the business, you know, like it's good for business, the war. And I remember hearing that all the time when I was growing up. You know, so it was all about the people were into it. So, you know, like if people are into it and that's what we spend our money on, eventually it doesn't come back. Like, we just left all that equipment over there so that we could have more war.
Well, think about this. You know, like, not only does the industrial complex make money during the war, and all the politicians invest in the industrial complex, it's how about the contractors, you know, after the war, rebuilding, destruction? That's where the money gets made, too.
Well, Gaddy was talking about how the percentage of cost, you know, for something goes up when there's a war because of the need. So they can multiply the cost by 18,100 times or something, he was saying. You know, because it's for the war. So we just put out the money for it. We don't even question what it's going to and stuff. So those people get the best of the best, all the highest tech, right? And then we have to worry about whether we're going to have a supply chain of food and stuff.
Yes, I would say money corrupts everything. It's like, I'm going to use a classic example. The New York Yankees, you know, it's like every other team in baseball spends like maybe like, well, I'm just giving an example, spends like, you know, $20 million on their payroll for a team. Freaking Yankees have spent like they were spending $100,000 I should be talking million here, right? So they always have the, so that's why the Yankees win. When you look back at the history, they win like every 4 year, they win a World Series. Because it's like it's
biggest city, they can afford it.
Yeah, I mean, so money, so something like as cool as baseball, you know, gets wrecked because someone's gonna buy the best.
We made it normal, thinking that that's just the way it goes because of the money and who has it, who gets privilege in a way. Like, that's what you're pointing out, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that we don't really get a choice in what they spend when it's about a war. That's why they love a war, because it's up to them what they want to spend. And the interesting thing is the people have never condoned a war. They've never even had a war that was legal, like what Gaddy was saying and stuff. You know, because they just force us into everything without our say.
They sure do.
So in a way, I think we're getting back to the point of, like, I made this a long time ago, of they're supposed to have like a jury of your peers and nobody's above the law. So if the real people actually had a jury and they actually, you know, thought about what they think of these other uppity ups, we could control them just like they control us. Who decides who gets to control who? I mean, who decides this stuff? Like, where do they think they get off with God chose them over us? Go ahead. Anybody else want to get in on this? Who chose who? Is that what your mama wanted?
Mayor McCheese?
That's what it's getting down to these days. With, like, the California person that whatever he is. He just won by 61%.
Oh, he's all got a nuisance.
Yeah. Nuisance. Don't you love it?
I mean, like, so you're president of the United States, right? And the world's and like all this kind of stuff is going on, right? And you spend most of your time like going to sleep at 8 o'clock at night and taking your weekends. Anyway, the point is, he made it out to California to do a campaign speech for that bum. I'm just saying.
Resident Evil? Because that's not our president.
The evil one, or the senile one.
Yeah, we don't know which one. There's a bunch of them that are playing the part right now. The green screen.
Yeah.
But you see, now when it gets to the point where you can't trust the voting system, you can't trust the green screen because he put his hand through a microphone and stuff. When you can't trust your leader, why are we following? Isn't it time for what the people think if we're just getting like a dog and pony show? Punch and Judy.
I don't know, man. I just wish everyone had a card they could vote with. you know, like the charge thing, the card. And there was no parties, man. You know, no more joining a party. This is like root for a freaking baseball or football team. You know, we're with the rock star. This is just, I mean, that's okay. You can, but everyone, stand up parties.
They just said today on the round table that you could use your phone. We've been saying it for years. And the joke is, if you can use your phone to order things, why can't you use your phone to vote? And why couldn't we just say, everybody vote right now, and we decide what the answer is?
It won't work because the black people aren't smart enough. That's what they're telling
you. Are you kidding?
That's what they're telling you.
What would work is you just do it over and over until you get the truth and what you believe, you know? So I think we should figure it out.
Don't you think that's what they're really trying to say? Like people, I'm just saying, minorities, they're not smart enough, you know?
That's the worst thing that people can do, because what it is they haven't had a chance to be any better than anyone else.
They're playing that card.
Yeah, but you can't play that card, because then you have to look at your parents and your grandparents and where you grew up and how the state takes care of you, because, you know, like, we're all owned by the state. So if we're in this situation, then the state is at fault. And really, our system has failed us, like, since the beginning of my life.
Well, you know, we all need an ID, and we can all use our phone, PC, or you can show up in person somewhere. Give us your card, man, and some kind of ID. And once again, it gets absurd here because it doesn't make sense. If you have any kind of intelligence, you know, what they tell you doesn't make sense. It goes against, because we're all freaking smart. We all think, and we're all equal. We're all smart. So when they try to make up rules of, like, you know, of how you can vote or how you can live, or I'm just saying.
What if I said you have to be vaccinated to vote?
Well, guess what? They're probably going to say you got to be vaccinated to get your Social Security check. I mean, what's going to so we're half, where does it end? You know?
Well, that's kind of the point. It's like we're at a point where there's either going to be two Americas, or, you know, we're going to have a problem here, because you can't force people to do something.
This will pass. This is just another irrational.
The worst part about this is the people that did decide to go along to get along are going to have a problem with the ones that didn't, because they've already gone too far.
I want to comment on that, because it's like, that's what the news is telling me. This is not happening everywhere I go. I'm not getting, it's like nobody is messing with anybody about whether you're wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. Everybody seems to be really
out of breath. How about whether you're part of the experiment or not?
I just want the people to know what you're seeing on TV and what they're telling you and what you're getting excited about is not necessarily true, folks, because I'm not seeing that in reality. And I am getting around nowadays. And just saying, I'm not experiencing the fear and the hate pushing, you know, the propaganda videos and whatever, you know, what the news people are telling you. Just talk to your neighbor. So, you know, it's like, you know, I'm just saying, what they're trying to push is not really what's happening. Okay? It's a smaller percentage of people who are pushing this shit than you should believe. Or you ought to believe it anyway. I'm just saying, it ain't you, folks. Right?
Let's ask the rest of the panel, because they're all truckers and they've been all over the place.
Right.
And actually, they're going to see firsthand, you know, before anyone else, like, how this whole thing ends up. Like, it's really up to the people. What it is the system is out of control, and they're trying to say we're out of control. You know? Like, you can't get out of control, can you, Scott? You're innocent.
Well, I smoke a lot of pot, and I play guitar, and it's like I try to ignore anything that's like, you know, that's just like that I don't really want to get in, I don't want to deal with. I'm so, you know, I found my escape, you know, I'm aware of everything that's going on, but it's like, it's so ridiculous. It's like, why would you argue with someone who was an effing idiot? It's not worth it, you know, I'm just saying. Right? It's like, why would you, I'm just saying, man, but when I come on the show with you, sometimes I might get a little hostile or emotional, but it's like, well, you know, I'm probably letting pen out things out. But for the most part, I'm thinking every one of us is like loving our kids and loving the blue sky and, you know, and just being real, like people are people.
So the question would be, what do you think is going to happen because of all this lying and stuff?
It's going to pass. This will pass, just like every other national crisis. Because you know what? Because they're wrong. Because they've got their freaking, like, the evil private has their control and power and money. And the people, and like some people get caught up in it, and they want to, like, you know, get on the thing. They want to get on top of that hill, you know. And some people are just content on love. You know, and just existing. They're happy they got shelter, food, and people around them to love and to, like, you know, and hang out and associate. People are people. Some people are driven, man. They just want to get that dollar, man. They want to, I don't know why they want to hurt people or get that dollar, but some people are driven to do it. Most people aren't that way. I think, you know, hopefully everyone on this panel here is, you know, is just being nice to people, you know, and probably.
Well, really, I think we are.
A lot of us go out and try to wreck anybody's day or steal or, you know, we're doing mean things to people just to get even, that kind of shit. I think,
well, what are the chances of you getting in on all that money that they're spending? So it's not on our side of the table.
Seriously, I mean, if I had a boatload of money dropped on me, I don't know, man. I probably would, like, get myself set up and take as many people as I possibly could to something that was, like, out of touch from the government as possible. And the rest of the money would just go to, like, great charities or something. You know, easy to say, because I didn't get a boatload of money dropped from them. But that's my thought. I mean, hopefully, I'm just saying, that's what I would do. I'd get as far away from the power mongers and the possessed
behavior. Yeah, I agree. Where you can have a life and grow and feel like it's not in your way. But what about everyone else? What do you think, guys? What do you think, Two Feathers? Probably going through a lot. Hard to raise a family these days. You know, isn't that the real truth? Is like whether or not you can afford to eat and, you know, put your children through school and stuff.
Man, it depends. I mean, I got to bring up my oldest son, like, you know, two kids, and they're getting this extra money from the government now. They're having two kids, and they're doing pretty well, you know. We're heading towards socialism. I mean, and I'm not sure I want to even scream or yell about that. It's just like the government can see this if they want. They've got that control over everything, man. They really can't, you know. And I'm just saying. So,
well, isn't that what the system has to do? Because, like, when they set us up, like, for this pandemic, you know, like, they're going to have to take care of us in a way because they've taken all the jobs away. And at this time in man's existence, like, we have a lot of the jobs are done automatically anyway. So they were already planning for this, you know, like, cutting down the work population.
I agree.
Yeah, I think this was all, like, the plan, actually. You know, like, whatever's left from this is going to be complicated, wouldn't you think?
I'm thinking that never. How much with robots or, you know, or technology, you know, like taking over the workforce, and essentially going to do that, right? I think you're spot on when you say they've been preparing for this. And I guess a socialistic type of situation would make sense because they just print money anyway.
So Russia showed off their robot that can, like, hammer nails and build things and shoot two pistols at the same time accurately and dance and all kinds of things.
Do they have a?
What's that? Go ahead.
When they have a robot, they can mine the minerals and the materials, and they can reproduce themselves. Now you're talking.
Oh, I agree. I agree. We're right at the beginning of what we can do. But once you build something, you can build as many as you want of it. So it's not complicated.
When they start building themselves, that's when.
Well, they're already doing that because 3D printers do build themselves. Like, you can build robots with 3D printers that will build robots. And you can do that.
Mind if I chime in?
Go ahead, Tooth Trucker.
Yeah.
The hijacker, he posted an interesting article a couple days ago, and I read it, and it's really, really interesting. Now, I don't know if I believe it, but it's interesting. And before this so-called pandemic started, COVID, there was a shortage of jobs. I mean, there were way too many workers than there were jobs, and people needed a job. They couldn't find them. But now, today, there are a shortage of workers and way too many jobs. And it was like millions of people just disappeared in the past year and a half. And it makes sense. And it's absolutely true because I'm a truck driver and I pass by these signs all the time saying paying $200 just for an interview, just to come in for an interview. And nobody's going to a damn interview. All these jobs are hiring, but nobody's showing up. And they've already cut off the unemployment. So, I mean, how are these people surviving unless they disappeared? What happened to the people? What happened to the workers? And it makes a lot of sense to me.
So you're saying this is how many people we lost in the past year, too?
No. I'm saying that I don't know what happened to them. They're disappeared or the hospitals are murdering them or I don't know.
I think a lot of it, they're being paid to stay home, like Scotty was saying before.
That's what I think. They're being paid. Yeah, what you said.
Yeah, because they made it so that, you know, you're doing better if you don't go to work with all the programs and stuff that you can get on. Go ahead.
Can I? Okay.
Sure.
I don't know how that's possible because a lot of the unemployment, like, benefits, like, a lot of them aren't even doing the 300, like, the extra 300. Like, they're only doing, like, 180 or something. For the, you know what I'm saying? So,
but
like,
didn't that just start?
Every person, especially with a family, isn't going to be able to live on $180 a week.
I think what might have happened was the extra unemployment made it easier to work for yourself on the side, and now people are just going on with that.
I don't know.
But you don't even have to collect the unemployment to get that 300 or 180. What you're saying. And I know that because my son's getting it. It just throws me away.
They don't even pay rent for some people. I mean, I think we probably did lose people. Like, I mean, maybe it's a combination of, but I know in Ohio, they cut that extra unemployment out. Like, they're not doing it. Yeah. So some states aren't, some states aren't.
Well, I thought it was federal.
Yeah, but it's like this. It's still up to the state whether they want to accept it or not.
Wow, man.
So you might see differences in how many people are working in those states.
Yeah. So like California, they probably didn't cut it. I don't know for sure. I had to look it up, but and there's. Even though they cut it in Ohio, there's still like Sharker Drill said, it's still a huge shortage of. So like, I don't know what's happening to people. I don't.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it was just an interesting article that he posted.
Isn't a lot of that people don't want to be around each other? Like we're
no. I mean, I was at a theme park Saturday, and I mean, there was no, I mean, 99% of the people were not wearing a mask and we did not social distance. I mean, we were in line for 2 hours. I mean, just sitting there laughing and talking. And I mean, you know, this is South Carolina and the governor of South Carolina just issued a statement saying that he will do everything possible to protect our rights and our liberties, and he will do everything to fight this tyrannical government. So shout out to the governor of South Carolina for that.
Yeah, right.
Well, isn't that the point we're at, is where we're going to start opening businesses for the unvaxxed too, and just doing the opposite of what we're told?
Yeah, that's already happening. Yeah, there are businesses putting signs up right now all over the place saying unvaxxed only. The vaccinated are not allowed. And their job market's opening right now too, saying unvaxxed only. No vaccinated people allowed to work here. And shout out to those companies that are doing that. Shout out to you guys.
That's a good one.
Well, don't you think Biden went too far?
Hell yeah, he did.
That last speech was so many lies in a row that people just, they're not going to follow the leader anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just said they bounced it. They said that this the third vaccine or vaccine or something, they won't approve it. And he's, I don't know, he's telling you.
Yeah, the booster. There was a point about that I think it's Pfizer, right? One of them's up for review or something to get, you know, approved. If one of them gets approved, the rest of them can't be used. So this whole thing is like, who's pushing the money and, you know, where they're going to make the money. It's a crazy, like, you know, we're kind of the, like the fodder or whatever's left. They don't even care about us. It's all about, you know, who's going to make the money on these stabs.
Yeah, I'll tell you who is. CBS, ABC, NBC, and Google.
I'm selling it.
They all have investments, big investments. Pfizer. So these people, they're playing they're playing that game, you know, just making money off other people's money.
But that's the point we're at, where we're seeing that people are selling out and killing people on purpose just for the money.
Yep.
So the media should be shut down.
Yes, like, definitely.
I can't believe that we allow this kind of stuff. Really, most of it should be shut down. If you can't help people, why are you even in those positions?
All the media are owned by the same six corporations, and they control everything the media says. And it's a shame. It's really,
but they're
really
not allowed
shame.
To say anything. There's only what they're told to say. So
exactly, that's what I just said. Yeah.
If that's all we have, it's not really the media anymore. You know,
it's
like
it's a government. It's an actual government.
It's hell on earth is what it is. You're being told what to live like and how to live, and you can't define life. So these people are really in our way. They're keeping us from having a life.
So I pose it to you. Is the media part of the government or is a totally separate entity, you know, just like
When it's a business entity and they're advertising for the business, then they're part of the business. And if it's all about corporations and making money, then why are they listening to anything we say? We don't have anything to say about them making money, right?
They're not. They're not listening. They're pushing right now.
I think the government has failed like so miserably that you can't ignore it, and it's time to just sweep it away. You know, I don't care what happens to those people. It's not about getting them in trouble. They got away with it because of what they set up. But we would never set it up the way they did so that they could get away with murder. Nobody would set it up that way. So isn't that where we're really at? Like, we just realized that it has to be changed. It has to be fixed now. And it's not some big fight or something. It's just as soon as we fix it, we start, you know, bringing the money back home where it goes. Why is it going to all these people's pockets instead of back to America?
Because they're trying to bring in this new world order, the Great Reset. That's what they're trying to bring in, and they're trying to pay off anybody that'll take the money to bring it forward. And I don't think they're succeeding too well. I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I'll never trust a doctor again. I mean, these doctors are freaking criminal. There's only a handful few of them coming out talking the truth.
Well, how many people really want to sell out and, like, do that to other people?
I was gonna say, I'm going on a small level here, but I don't even trust my real doctor anymore. I don't.
But don't you think that the more that we reveal that what's going on, the less people would want to do these things to each other? Like, it's getting pretty obvious. Nobody wants to be that type of person. You can't keep watching people die from the vaccine. People are starting to realize that it's happening around them. They see people around them dying from it.
Well, people need common sense. I mean, that's really what people need. I mean, common sense is not common anymore, because if this was a real epidemic or pandemic, they would shut down every airport in the world. They would shut down every border in the world, every state border in the world, and everybody would be locked up. Look at the movie Contagion. This is not a real virus. This is bullshit. I mean, it's really made up. I mean, it really pisses me off, and I'm sick of it, man. I'm where's the good guys? What happened to all the movies where the good guys went?
Don't get pissed off. We're going to get through this.
Yeah. I thought we were the good guys. That's how it goes.
You're pissed off either. It's killing me, too.
What about that song? Y'all remember that 80s song? Where, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
It said, where's that 80s song? It says, where is my John Wayne? Where have all the cowboys gone? Yeah, that's what it is, you know?
Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? The nation lends its lonely eyes to you.
I think the original people kind of outweighed the cowboys. I think it's time for the truth. That's what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
You can't hide it anymore. And all the dumb shit that they've tried to get away with, they get caught now. So in a way, they know that they can't get away with murder anymore. Like, what if there is a creator and all of this is being shown to us so that we can see the truth?
Well, there is.
There's no reason for all these worries or what's going to get us next and stuff.
Yeah, but if you're shown the truth, would you be able to recognize it? Go ahead.
I think all of us on this call can see or feel the right way, the way we treat each other and stuff. If everybody, you know, acted like us, there wouldn't be a problem in the world. We're not out to hurt anyone. So it's not complicated. It's these people at the top, they're paying people to do the wrong thing. That's the time that we're in, where they're spending trillions of dollars to get the result that they want. And the advertising, we're actually paying for the advertising to talk us into something we don't want. Like, when do we take back it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got a friend of my wife as a registered nurse, and he is only working 1 or 2 days a week because nobody's going to the hospital. I mean, the hospital's empty. I mean, because people are scared to go to the hospital, but yet on the news, they're saying the hospitals are overbooked and overloaded. It's a bunch of crap, people.
I second that because that is true in this area. Lower bucks right now.
People heard that people are disappearing at the hospital. You go in, you don't come out.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you think about it, somebody on Rev Radio revealed that that's the easiest way to get rid of people. You know, because they've got it all worked out.
I got to tell you again. I just the story, and I think it's in this area. A woman took her child to the ER, and because of all the COVID people that were crowding up the ER, her child wasn't looked at, and his appendix burst, you know, and like, I'm not sure if he died. I shouldn't have, but I don't. Anyway, that's my propaganda is throwing at people right now. First of all, the hospitals aren't crowded, OK? Okay, and it says something on a news, you know, it says like, oh, he's unvaxxed. Oh, yeah, it says unvaxxed COVID patients. For so many, her child wasn't looked at. I happen to know from running an ambulance business, if you come in with any kind of a life threat, whether you know, it's an airway breathing situation, but anyway, a child with anybody with what looks like appendicitis has trouble. Gets taken right in. You know, there is triage. They even triage in the emergency room, folks. So a bogus story, yet it makes it big news. That's the kind of propaganda they're throwing at you. They're trying to make, I'm done. I just wanted to get that out there. They'll say anything and use anything to like fear you and they make you think you're right if you're vaccinated.
Done. Isn't that how much confusion we have right now? And something like an appendicitis, you got like 15 minutes after it bursts. And you got to recognize it because the pain goes away when it bursts.
But when you hear like a person with appendicitis looking at a child, unless you're right.
Well, they have to make sure it is an appendicitis. It's like they got to feel around to make sure what it is. And it's real painful. But if the pain goes away, you got like 15 minutes.
I've been in the ambulance business, been in crowded ERs. I know what kind of that person is taken. That person goes right in, man. They take them right in.
If they know what it is, like I went through it when I was young, and it's like they didn't even know what it was until it already broke on me.
I just want to clear more time. The person like that comes into an ER, it doesn't matter how crowded it is, they take you right back and they do your vitals. And they do a quick check, okay? Now, if it is an appendicitis and it doesn't look like that, they throw you back out into the freaking chairs, into the waiting room, okay? You might sit there for hours now. But I'm saying, when you come into a life-threatening situation, you go right in. That's how it works, okay? So that story was great. And it pissed me off. And I said I wasn't getting mad here. I'm getting pissed off.
Well, so, I had something to make it worse. They were having a procedure to kill people's kidneys and stuff in America, and at the same time in England, they were giving them the same stuff that they killed in the prisoners in America. That's up to the reality. We'll be back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio, Studio A, for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
¶¶
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Broadcasting live from the peak of Mount Warning, the most easterly point of Australia, tune in to the Free Manatee Radio Show with your host, Spread Love, every Monday, 6 a.m. EST. On the show each week, we discuss realistic solutions to help you observe rather than take part in the globalist agenda. We will dig into the past to find solutions for the future. We will discuss the wisdom of Ayurveda, the science of life, for techniques for understanding and achieving personal health and longevity. Please join us every Monday on Studio A, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Free Manatee Radio broadcast with your host, Spread Love. On Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio.
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Hello again. It's The Answers with Why Not and Scott. And it's the last round. And I was saying right before I left that they, you know, like they revealed this week, probably on Rev Radio, that they had these two different, it might have been RBN, I don't want to get that wrong. But anyway, they had this one thing that they used on prisoners here for killing them. And they used that over in England to kill the elders. And then the same time, you know, with this thing of putting the elders in the, you know, the homes and stuff, they did the same thing here with the kidney thing. And that was the protocol that Fauci came up with. When they knew that this stuff that kills your kidneys, because they had a study, they tried to use it on Ebola. And that was the study that he, you know, kind of cited in his procedure. But when you go and look it up, you can see what it does. And then they blame that on the COVID, which is just the common cold or the flu. So the numbers in the beginning were climbing because of that kind of craziness, you know, and then the way that they, you know, report it and the testing and, you know, what they pick for a test and stuff. Like this whole thing was so arranged for the wrong way to do things. Like if you were to think about how to help people, it wouldn't have went this way at all. So what we've seen is how bad people can be to each other. And that's where we're really at. Like we're at a point where if you look at the way they want to control the world, it's like you can't control living. You can't, you know, like it's not living anymore when it's under control. You know, you can't set up what the plant is going to grow like and, you know, control everything that comes and goes to it. That's not living anymore. So that's where we're at. We're just realizing what they would do or how far they would go. So I don't see how they're going to get away with anything. There's no way you get a one world order out of this. They've never taken care of their people. So you can't control everybody and own everybody and not take care of them. That's not how it works. You know, like if anybody on this crew got together with, you know, some help and stuff, we would help everyone. So how is it that, you know, being owned by somebody that they don't have to do anything for you? Like your parents are responsible for you. So if they want to steal all of us as, you know, their citizenships, then they should take care of everything. And I don't want to owe them anything. So you don't owe your parents, do you? So what do you think, Scotty? Do you think it's the way it should be yet? We just had a stupid thing that Biden did with France, too, which was really ridiculous. He canceled the submarine construction in Australia for France. And that just pissed France off at us, too. So what do you guys think? I see it. Some of these are off mute. Anyone?
I'm sorry. What do we think about what?
What do you think about whose turn is it, really? Let's put it that way.
I just don't think that they're going to get the control that they want to get.
They now, can't.
How patient they're going to be, I don't know.
They're not because Biden said that he's impatient already.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to wait anymore, he said, or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah, he was saying a lot of things that were out of control, like that the unvaxxed are the problem right now. So,
well,
go ahead.
I don't know about the vaccine. I mean, there's really no way you can force that, but part of the labor issue could be too, because people don't want to get vaccinated.
Well, that one, I think because it's a private business, they can, you know, decide who they want and who they can leave.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way that's being forced, which is really rude of the businesses to try and say that the government is doing it to them.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about that is the testing has to be paid for by somebody. So the insurance companies are going to get upset with that. The other thing is the insurance companies are kind of behind all of this stuff when you think about it. Like who sets up all this stuff? Kevin, I got lots of background noise here.
1, 2, 3, say something.
Oh, I'm on the radio. Go. Sorry, my daughter's over here.
That was great.
Welcome
daughter to the world.
Stop.
That was funny.
I thought I was on the
radio. She's too young, huh?
She's being bad. Then I go.
Talking about you're too young.
Yeah. She's like she's 3 years old tonight. Danae,
that's
stop
awesome.
It.
1, 2, 3.
Danae, I'll put you on the radio if you don't stop.
She was already on the radio.
What has to say?
Is that what you guys were laughing about with her?
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know y'all. That's, oh my god, my mic is like not muted. I thought it was. I swear it did.
That's okay. That's what's great about being real.
They have, I don't know, there's something about the youth that should excite people. Should excite people.
Well, you used to be young. You remember when you used to think you could rule the world because you know everything before you learn something.
I'm still young. Well, to me, I'm still young. Shoot.
I don't think you can rule the world.
You still think you're invincible?
I'm still young.
But do you still think you're invincible? Yes.
Yeah. I used to think like a kid, but I'm always around kids. So, like lately, especially lately, I haven't really been on politics. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like I haven't been paying attention to politics because it's always the same crap, the same fear porn.
Yeah, the adults never learn. Go ahead.
Yeah, It's just the same. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. We're going to do that.
It's all what they think.
This is your problem.
So why should I pay attention to it?
Well, you're right, because they're not paying attention to us. Well, isn't that the joke?
Yeah.
And then with this voting system and the way they have it all rigged, it's like, why would they even bother with us? It's all right. A hoax. And Gruesome Newsom proved that this week, right? Go ahead, Scott.
They pacify us because we're definitely humans are of a violent nature, and so they just try to keep us pacified, you know, argue amongst each other, not them.
We're not of a violent nature.
Oh, we certainly are.
How's that work? I think people want to get to the right place and do the right thing. I don't think people are out of control. I think the system sets you up for it. Go ahead.
It takes a lot of practice and it takes a lot of but to not be violent. Okay, but I mean, we can all reach there. But basically, I mean, I'm violent as I like to think I am. I think we all have that in us. I'm just saying that it's that biological thing. You know, it's like you know, like that. So it's like, oh, I mean, death is just the next plane. And, you know, it's all great and everything. But at the same time, it's like, I think the instinct of yourself or your loved ones, violence, and we have to get past that. It's something we all need to, we all have to work on.
Well, I agree. I think that when we think there's no solution but fighting over things, we have a problem. Like, we're really past that type of a way of thinking at this point. And the world could work it out. Like, there's no reason for these wars that never end and stuff.
I just want to ask, I'm going to ask Shannon this question. Would you not kill and maim somebody if they tried to do something mean to your daughter?
If they tried to do what?
Something mean to your daughter. Just saying. Would you kill protect your daughter?
Over my daughter, yeah.
Of course. There you go. But you won't kill because someone stole 10 of your M&Ms, right? I mean, so we all have to like find a level of
you know, Mike Gatti covered this earlier where, you know, all these wars have been like banker wars, and then we send our children over there and they get killed in the wars and they think it's for some other reason. Mm-hmm. You know, but then these bankers are buying up all the land that they grab when they're forcing all these people off the land and stuff, and then they rent it back to people, and it's their way of controlling everything. You know, without thinking about who loses in the end.
And you know, it might have something to do with the women's movement of the 60s, okay? Because think about it, throughout history, men always took pride in sending their boys off to war, you know, like chip off the old block, where the mothers cried and they knew, but they let their children go. But the women's movement, when you think about it, coincides with the end of the Vietnam War too. So as much as the hippies and like our with part of our generation that actually got us out of that. But I'm just thinking about the women here because I couldn't even imagine being a woman and having your child drafted, sent off to the jungle or any kind of war, you know. Bad enough if they can just join because they want to.
Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, my daughter wants to join the military. And I say absolutely not. Because a lot of the women now, they're putting them on the front lines. Mind you, she's an only child. So I guess that's where I guess I would be lucky because I could have an argument if they tried to draft her. You know what I mean?
Why are we needing to draft that many people that we need women on the front lines?
Well, they're talking about drafting women because they want to make them equal And it's not even about they're trying to blur gender. You know what I'm saying? And part of the agenda. So it's not that they would need that many people. It's like kind of like the drum roll with first letter of your name or your birthday or, you know, whatever. So it would be anybody with the birthday of November 30th, 2004. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
That sounds like the draft back in my day.
Yeah, they're talking about drafting women again. Or they're talking about starting to draft women. Just men. Or they can.
So what happened was they got away with, like, training us back into the same thing that we got out of. You know, because we're back to the same thing as we were trying to fight, you know, to get out of the draft before.
Yeah.
And they don't have that power over us. What's interesting is I came up with something the last couple of shows saying that, you know, who decides who makes up the rules? Like, where do these people get off with saying God picked them? Like, who says that they can make better ways of living than we can?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, because we blindly voted for someone.
Well, no, they made up the voting system. They made up everything that we've been playing with. You know, why are we still playing with it? That's the only way to do it. Well, you know, somebody that didn't give us any choice decided that. Go ahead.
Well, here's the disconnect. It's like, so a bunch of people blindly or knowingly vote for somebody in the Congress, right?
So we're all stuck.
That person gets there, and then they, lo and behold, introduce a bill, right?
That goes make it their way.
Exactly. So you really didn't vote for that bill, you know? I'm just saying. It's like, you got to know who you're voting for.
Right.
Not that it makes a difference. They're all soft. They're all corrupt, but.
Oh. Go ahead, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on Studio B, right?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking. I always get confused which one we get on.
Yeah, they try and confuse us here. But we work through it by being persistent. Studio B is not that bad.
Yeah, we're deep inside the seaside more than an A side.
Hey, we're the rare ones. Harder to find. And so what it is like we've seen enough and they can't do things better than us. And that's what we're gonna find out. What the real truth is that the regular people can come up with better ways out of this. And why wouldn't you like do what sounds the best instead of, you know, somebody that was picked to choose what our destiny is, you know? Like these people are not special, you know, like they're not on the right side of anything to make up something that we're going to all follow. So why wouldn't it be more up to the people that are on the people's side that, you know, we make up our own way of living? Good, Jen.
Yeah, I feel like with our tax dollars, you know, we should decide where they go.
Absolutely, and they shouldn't be held over the states so that the states do what the government says.
It's my money, and I don't mind paying the money. I don't mind it coming out of my check to help somebody who's poor, or feed someone's kid, or someone. For health insurance reasons or whatever. Like, I don't mind that. But when you take my money and you use it for this COVID crap, you use it for war, you know what I'm saying? You use it just to destroy society. Why should I be forced to be an active participant in that? Because we're funding this.
We should make that one of the first rules is that, you know, it's up to us where the taxpayer money goes.
Right, exactly. And like, I don't mind educating our children, but I feel like we should decide what
they're being taught. You know what I'm saying?
Every time, I think.
Yeah.
I think it should be like everybody gets an input to, you know, get it the best that we can.
Well, we should. We should have
yeah, it should be up to the parents.
Yeah. I mean,
I think we're seeing that right now, like the way the government is acting, like they don't know how far they can go before the parents go crazy on them.
Yeah.
And then like, they try and act like they can control the parents, which is not the same as the children.
No, it's not.
That's right.
And we're not children anymore. You know, like, why should we be treated like that?
Getting old, and I don't want to say it's our fault, but we're not, we don't do anything to stop them, you know.
Well, I think they never gave us a way to stop them. That's what we're starting to realize now, like the way it's been set up. You can't just call your congressman and get them to do what you want and stuff.
No, and like you can raise, you know, raise Cain about all this stuff. And that's,
well, I like your ideas of like hackling them, you know.
Yes, hassle them all. Like 24/7, man. Yeah. I am on
Don't
Wednesday,
let them sleep.
On Saturdays and Sundays. Just like I said, just bring me a peanut butter jelly sandwich for lunch. Give me a megaphone.
With you guys about that, because if we go out there and hassle them, right, they're just going to do that for us too. So,
well, we can take it. Come on, we go through that all the time with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
The joke is nobody wants the attention when it's bad attention, right?
Right.
And these people, they love to hear their name. They just don't want to hear it like that. I think it's a great idea. I think that's one of the best ways to protest, because protesting doesn't work anymore. I don't know if it ever worked, right, Scott?
Well, the guy lives like 3 or 4 houses down from me. He's got this banner. It's a big flag, man. It's an American flag. It's true. It says we really, you know, like the F-bomb word anyway. So the spook you, Biden, spook anybody who voted for you. just because I do check Facebook, okay, and it's like the neighbors are enabling the police, and the police are like saying, bottom line is, in this state now, it's your constitutional, it's your right to have that. People are crying, oh, with the little kids, you know, it's not right for little kids. So I had a comment. You know, I can't remember walking past a couple of crowded kids and not hearing that word, but, you know. Yeah.
I think a lot of it's a waste of time. You know, like to fight over everything. You should see the good in each other in a way, you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't put that sign out there because that's just pissing off people. I don't want to. I want to, like, you know, good sunshine.
Well, I think where we're at right now is that we can outthink these people. So when they come up with their plans or what they think, it really is kind of stupid for us to follow something that's like, we would never do those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
The way they're setting us up. And we want a life. We don't want to pay attention to all these different narratives that they keep throwing out every week to, you know, lead us around in circles. Like, where's our future? And, you know, like, what are we really working towards and stuff? Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're working to World War III with China. I just read an article, so I just want to say this and make it quick. I just read in Hartfield that like America just made this deal with Australia for these nuclear subs, and somehow the UK's involved. France is pissed off. Bottom line is, they're saying China's at level 8 of thinking they're about to get aggressive about Taiwan. Like, they're seriously negotiating. They think they're getting Taiwan. you know, and England's going to get dragged into a war here. So I'm just saying, that's what some people are talking about that in the news. So that's what we're headed for.
Isn't Taiwan the problem with it is it's the original way that they were doing things, which was a better government, and they don't want to know the way it used to be.
It's a colonization. I mean, colonization part, I would think, are over. You know, Western is, I think it's an issue. We'll see.
I think it's complicated. They were talking about it because of the chip manufacturer, you know, like we're having problems getting chips, and they make a lot of our chips, Taiwan.
They make a lot of our chips.
Really? Yeah, a lot of stuff. Yeah, especially chips.
Hmm.
It smacks of the U.S. bailing the French out of Vietnam and getting stuck there for another 15, 16, 20 years. Okay, I mean we're gonna pull the UK out because that's just what we do, you know. And that's what supposes that we just signed some kind of pact. The UK and Australia, and we're supplying them with nuclear subs, and it's got all to do about the South China Sea. All right. Just saying.
No, you're right, and we're the ones giving them the designs and stuff. It gets complicated when you start playing with these nuclear subs around the world, different countries getting them and stuff. But there was a thing about the chip manufacturer that's possibly was set up to, you know, cause a shortage and, you know, all the problems with business and stuff and car manufacturing, you know, because of the shortage. And when they were talking about it, they were saying how long it would take us to, you know, bring up a system to, you know, compensate for what we're losing. So in a way, it's like, what if China is setting us all up for, you know, something that they could get caught doing? You know, just like America's got their hands into all this stuff with the bioweapons and stuff. Like, what if we just found out what China and America are doing to the rest of the world? Like, wouldn't that stop some of this stupidity that's going on?
Yeah, I think they're on the same thing also. So I'm just telling you what the news is.
Yeah, I see something. We're all working together. Go ahead.
Yeah, I see shit saying, you talk about Taiwan. It's like, but I'm not sure how much that makes sense to me, because it's like me and you we watched the last manufacturing personally of IC chips, yeah. Memory chips, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Manufactured in U.S. soil. Okay. With Reagan and when he lifted that tariff on Southeast Asia, right? Put us out of business. Put AT&T. And long story short, for national security reasons, that was a we were all like freaking out about. Well, you can't do that. You can't do
that's
that.
That's right.
Right? But now we're
making the last 30 years later. Trips.
25, 30 years later, and I'm thinking, like, how much to, you know, how important could that be for Taiwan? They're like their IC or their chip manufacturer. Because we gave it up anyway. I mean, we might as well make them in Mexico or Canada. I mean, we should be making them here, actually, if they're going to military equipment. But
we do have a lot of small manufacturers all over the country and stuff.
Taiwan, like it's like a banking type of thing. It's like one of like a New York, Tokyo, that kind of. I suppose like it's all about money, man. Taiwan is like kind of a money traveler. Just that's what I thought.
It's a business hub in manufacturing.
That too, huh?
But it's the old style China, you know, before the communism. So that's the big reason for why they want it so bad. They want to get rid of all the people that were not on their side
Hong Kong, what country that belongs to?
It's two different families that ruled China, and that's where the problem really is. And I think the real people want the original family back. And that's why China's having issues. Like, I think the world's ready for a different change, you know, like where all these people about business kind of get found out, and we're not into, you know, like taking what we can from each other anymore. You know, I think it's a time when we have plenty and we know it, and we don't have to do that to each other anymore. We could have homes for free almost. It's really not complicated. We could have robots that build things now. And it's not like you need big business to do that stuff. We could do it ourselves. Like these little 3D printers, they build robots and they have all the designs out there already. So it's like we already do that at home. So it's like this thing of why are we in fear of robots if we're the ones that really want them? Like we just don't know what we want yet. Because they've been using it like to scare us, you know, what it can do to us and stuff. None of this stuff is bad for us if you use it for good things. We just realize that we're in a time of good stuff too. We just don't know that because they just throw the bad shit at you all the time. It's not about taking jobs. It's about giving us time to see more of the world, right? Just have to change the way we do business.
Yeah, we need to let technology make our lives easier instead of putting, you know, like having it pointed at us to kill us.
Yeah, using it against us with all these weapons that can come up with.
Really?
They can't come up with all these weapons that they talk about. They're, you know, sci-fi is really big. Good. Hey, we were a chip manufacturer. How much are they advanced, do you think?
Well, they definitely increased the speed.
but they increase the speed by multiplying how many processors are running at the same time. So that complicates the program.
They made us look like cavemen when you think about it.
Well, I don't think we were ever cavemen. I think we got the process down too.
Just saying, the speed of everything.
What we did was we gave China a chance to do that kind of business. So isn't it like they're in our pocket in a way? Like we set up the world, so why are we in trouble now?
But don't we really think they're working together?
They have to be. The governments are there to make the fear so that everybody stays in line underneath the leader. You know, like follow the leader, Simon says. If you don't, somebody's going to get hurt, and we're going to make examples of you. But if you have that kind of mentality, nobody wants to go to work. Nobody's happy. You know, it's like you're being forced to enjoy life. Like, you better enjoy it.
we're probably stuck in some kind of torturous limbo for the governments of the world, because ever since the nuclear bomb went off in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you notice that no one's bombed anybody. Nuclear bomb, and I see it got to a point where it's probably true. It probably would be like world destruction, like, you know, like every government would cease to exist if someone was stupid enough to push the button. So I think they're in hell, and that's why they're inventing every other way they can to kill us. You know,
I kind of think that they pocketed all the money and they're just scaring us with the media. Yeah, I don't think anybody's got these huge weapons to destroy the world because you don't need to.
Just
the bioweapons and the rhetoric, you know, the mind games are enough to destroy the world. The whole goal is to get you confused so that when you die, you end up in the wrong place. That's all it is. They get everybody against each other so that you can't help each other.
Yeah,
if you help each other, you get the right place. You get to learn more. You get to learn less if you don't help each other, right? What do you think, Two Feathers? You're still with us. Don't you think, Scott? It's about what they can fool us into thinking the world's like. If it's really not so bad. If it's not bad.
I was just saying today you were speaking about using technology for good or bad. I was just speaking about that today. And it's like, if we don't use technology to advance the world for, you know, and it's like, you know, I speak about the affluent from time to time, you know, and if you know whom the affluent people are, then you actually can see what's going on here, you know, and that's why there's a they, a them, and a us, you know, and it's just that damn disgusting that, you know, because if you look on my Facebook and Scotty will tell you, I said, why on my bio, it says, why does exclusion even exist? So what does that mean when I say that? That means that someone is not being included and someone being many people. So in other words, what am I saying? I'm saying there's an inclusion and there's an exclusion. That means they're excluding some lots and lots of, it could be the millions. It could be by the millions they're excluding. And wouldn't this jab be a perfect example of saying, no, you cannot come with us to watch the football game at the stadium. No, you cannot come into a federal building. No, you cannot go on the airlines if you don't show us your vaccination card, right?
But the vaccine could be dumbing us down.
Yeah. Oh, it's dumbing us down, all right. In more ways. Go ahead.
So your family member dies across the country, and they're going to exclude you from getting there. Actually, make it. You know what I'm saying? Because you drive or take a train, you'll never. I'm just saying, they are excluding people, and it could be a.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that can't go places. Go ahead, Two-Fizz.
Unplug your microphone and plug it back in. I think something's going on with your microphone.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Way better.
Thanks. Wow.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think that's what it is that, you know, I'm watching, you know, I just happened to bypass the football game or turned it on another one just to show my son an example. And, you know, he happened to, you know, state that, you know, probably every one of them had to show their vaccination card to get in there. I said, you know what? You're probably absolutely right.
Not in Philly. Some stadiums are. New York, I know, is I heard. Anyway, not in Philly, though. Just letting you know.
So what would you think about, you know, like people that are, you know, still traveling around and having fun, they don't even have to take the vax. Like there's actually people like that, you know, still get a pass either way.
Yeah, but I mean, they're probably definitely playing into the factor of, you know, how do we know? How do we know that, you know, what stadiums are allowing and aren't allowing people to come in without their card. Now I did hear some positive news about you know, some of the airlines are not rolling. I think it might have been Boeing that might not be rolling with the fact of the VAC card, you know what I mean? So they might be airlines that are not playing along with it, but how do we know that American Airlines and, you know, the others are not, you know, having mandating it? But their employees have to get the jab. Go ahead.
I think they're going to have a problem with employees having to get the vaccine. You know, they're going to run out of people that want to do that for a job. So, you know, like there's going to be more jobs opening up or more airlines that aren't required to do these things. Like really, it's a business thing anyway. And our government works for the business, so... You know, it's all about business. Go ahead, Scott.
We were talking about, like, you know, where do all the employees go? You know, it's just going to get worse then because that's one of the problems we're having in the hospitals right now is nurses are walking, you know? And
I think the nurses know the real truth to what's going on. They see a certain amount of the public and they know what's really going on. Like, you can't really miss it as a nurse or a doctor. You know, like that's their job to analyze the situation, right?
Yeah,
they can't say that, you know, there's a shortage of beds and trying to run this psych game on people. And, you know, the real truth is when we find out later on, you see, if I was watching Sergeant Miller's favorite Cartoon News Network station, Yeah. Boy, he loves this station, boy. He trips him out. But if I was watching them, you know, I would sit and believe, you know, or think, you know, we would all be thinking, if we all were mesmerized and hypnotized by that station, we would come to believe that, man, they got to overload the hospitals of patients. They can't get enough rooms to help the hospitals, you know, and that's not even the case. That, like Scotty was saying, that the nurses are rolling out, that they don't even have the personnel to want to even stick around because they want them to take the jab.
That's what's going on. You know, that's right.
You see?
Well, I didn't think that's where the truth comes out. You know, because the nurses don't even want to do it.
Yeah, but you don't have to see that on Sarge's favorite station.
No. No, but that proves that those stations are biased. So, you know, like, it gets to a point where you get sick of the same thing over and over again.
Well, they're going to tell you that they're overloaded with COVID patients. That's what you're telling me.
Don't you think an alternative is growing? You know, where people can find some, like, some question of what's going on.
Yeah, because they're finding their way to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, and they're seeing that, you know, this is where it's at. Alternative, well, yeah, you know.
You're supposed to think for yourself and have a brain and actually wonder, you know, what they're doing to you and stuff.
And talking to real people, it sounds like real people. So.
Go ahead, Shen.
Do you guys have a question for me?
No, I just saw you came off mute, so I said go ahead.
We've allowed the system to just kind of swoop in and just kind of like, they rule us, but they don't. We actually have more power than we think. And it's kind of like how you train a dog, you know, but that dog, he can go anytime you want to go, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing you can do about it, really, you know? But
yeah, usually you wait for him to come back.
Yeah, but I mean, we're trained. Like, there's an imaginary electric fence around us, you know what I mean? It's imaginary. Yeah. It's not real, you know, but we've been conditioned. We've been indoctrinated. We've been brainwashed thinking that we can only go, you know, so far before, you know, stop.
You didn't have any other options. They only gave you so many and trained you for those.
Yeah, they trained you, but I mean, anytime you want, you can stop the system. It's going to take more than one or two people.
Well, isn't it more like the silliness that they're doing right now? Like, people are tired of it?
Yeah.
No,
I was just going to say, what is the thought of, you know, like Shannon saying that, you know, we've been conditioned. So now, you know, usually when Christmas rolls around, getting close to Christmas, they've always played a Wizard of Oz, you know? And it's like, you know, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to be truthful with y'all. I never really really got the knowledge of, you know, what was going on in the story of the Wizard of Oz until I came to Revolution Radio and heard you all speak about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Pay no attention behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah, all of that. The sparkle in the shoes, the ruby shoes, and mm-hmm. You know, it makes you think that if you don't give up the ruby shoes, or, you know, you don't have the rubies, you can't get in the door. Think about that for a moment.
Yeah,
you know?
It's about silver and gold and the ounces. And
yeah, if you don't have any, then you can't come in and see the eyes.
Yeah.
So that's the one I would like to lay on people's heart tonight. You know, what is that? What is just that? If you don't have silver and gold, you can't play. Wow. Blowing myself away. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's what me and Scotty went through all our lives, you know, about it's who has the money and who you know. And so we've watched this, and it's not fair to everyone else. It never will be. And then when you think about it, these people never had, like, somebody, you know, like, it was the way it was when we got here. So yeah. It's not like God picked them or something. They're not the special people that can think better than anyone else. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I thought I could attain, like, money, like, that would come to, like, be, like, considered riches. I never felt like
other people.
Yeah, I was just intent, or should I say, what Shannon's saying, programmed or...
Well, we're programmed to go for the money, but yeah. Then there's certain people that can get to the money, and there's most people can't. So it's a game, and it's really like, you know, they already, the ones at the top already know who's going to play and who's not. You know, and at this point, there's too many people at the bottom that they need to cull the herd a little bit. You know, that's why they're giving us...
I gotta watch it again, dude. I gotta try to tie the ruby slippers into the silver bowl. But I want to say, can I say one thing about the Wizard of Oz?
Sure, anything.
I told you.
I only had a brain.
Well, there's so many things I go, but I'm going in this direction. I was always like, it always related to that the Wicked Witch was hotter than Glinda, the Good Witch. I mean, Glinda, the Good Witch was scarier than the Wicked Witch. And if you read the book, it's true. The Good Witch was the bad one, believe it or not, in the book. So, read the book.
Yeah, the book is a lot better, actually. And silver slippers and stuff. And the porcelain people and stuff. I think it has chess in the book, too.
I just read the pictures.
I do think the water takes care of everything at the end.
No, but seriously, like, the Good Witch, I mean, come on. Scary. In the movie, I'm talking.
The Wicked Witch was the Good Witch, you said?
In the book it is, yes.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's what they want you to believe. That evil, good is evil, and evil is good, right?
Yeah.
You
don't know what the freaking good is.
That's what they want you to believe. Don't know which way to believe. Yeah, that's the joke. The other side, the one that you can't see, wants to confuse you, because that's all it can do. It uses your energy and it confuses you. So it kind of controls our lives in a way. Like, we have all this potential.
Isn't that what Babylon is?
Yeah, exactly. We have all this potential, but we don't know it because we were taught we don't have it. Like, who's better than who? It makes you feel like somebody's better than you. Right? And the truth... Go ahead.
The people are... there's so many people in the world. I worked with some pompous freaking assholes who had done things that were just stupid.
What if they put their devious ways towards something good? Like, couldn't they be just as brilliant that way?
Of course. We all have that potential.
So isn't that what's going on? Like, it's not that we're all different and we can't be capable of things. It's that we're all capable and they taught us to be different, like, against each other. So that we don't get anywhere. And that's the joke. It's like, you know, Mr. Rogers was right. And if we keep wanting to beat up somebody, we're going to lose. Mr. Rogers was a Marine. But if you think about it, that's what the problem is. They taught us to fight. They taught us to fight for business and who's going to feed their family better. They taught us all kinds of nonsense, like competition.
I
And then you find out you're not going to get to the top of the tower anyway, top of the ladder, the corporate ladder, you know? Like all your efforts in vain when you get old enough to figure it out. And they were saying Smudgley Butler, right? He figured it out. But, you know, like you spent your whole life thinking that you were going to do something right. And then you find out that you, only certain people get that level.
Yeah. Like, I just want to say something about us. It's like we both worked at a point. We were both working on video missile guidance systems, right? At one time.
Yeah, sure. Right at the beginning of our career.
Yeah. I know. So, but we were
in the hedge hopper missiles that Trump used. Like they were probably sitting in storage since we tuned them up.
But my point isn't exactly what the evil side would do to us, because we really are like flower children.
They would probably blow us up with one of our own missiles that we built.
Both got out of there, okay. But I'm just saying, isn't it ironic that we would like that? And I was conscious of that too. So I was killing people. Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought. I can't work at a place like that. You know, like, I just couldn't do it. And it didn't last long. Like we were only there a month or so. I realized those Peltier devices, the cool things and heat things, they were awesome. That was how we tested the transmitter for the gigahertz. What was it? Radar antenna. So it could hedge hop over hedges.
You were in transmitters anyway, weren't you? I was in that.
Yeah.
I was receiver.
Yeah, we were building the guidance system for it to like go over the terrain. It follows a map, but it can just like jump over hedges to get to its target. And that was back in our day.
We were Department of Defense, and we were part of the war machine. And it's the most unlikely place to know. Both our personalities and both our spirituality. It's the most unlikely place to.
Yeah, exactly. It might have turned me into a vegetarian. I don't know. But we met a Russian there too, which was funny.
That's right. He was German.
You ran into another guy later on in your career from there.
That's right. That's why I ended up working 17 years for a guy that I actually worked with in years and like talking 10 years later or 15, I don't know, it was 15 years later. I showed up to a stupid interview. It was the stupidest thing. It's like, you know, I was unemployed. My mother-in-law was living with me. It's like, well, I had to get a job. And
Tried not to get one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was. My unemployment ran out. So it started getting pricey with my mother-in-law. It moved in. It's like, oh my God. Anyway, so I answered a call and I actually had this interview. It was the craziest, best interview ever. And all my interviews are great. Even the ones like, I didn't get through. They're all funny. So this was the best one. I wish I could describe the situation, but it was just turned out good. Worked out good for me.
So he recognized you right away, or he?
Well, I brought it up. And he's like, I said, I remember you. He was like a sales rep. He was like he was interacting with contracts and stuff. You know?
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. But he wasn't a tech, but in the Air Force he was a tech. He was electronics and he was taking it in Tokyo. Anyway, point being is, yeah, that worked out too. The whole thing worked out.
The point is those kind of things are all like in your life. They come and go and change
that
things.
That was spiritual. Yeah. That was the creator. Yeah. Okay. Another, but now a simple one here was, there was a guy there. He was an engineering, strategy, engineering system, or something to that effect. And I was on the line, you know, and then one day he came over to me, and like, I have this unicorn. It's for, what are they worth? $100,000?
Well, I don't know. They're expensive, though. Everything for the military.
This stuff is expensive. But who knows, okay? And he picks it up, and he looks at it, and he goes, yeah, that looks like whatever, blah, 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 blah. And I wasn't even mean that. I don't know, because I'm just a tester, you know? And he threw his freaking thing in the trash can. Threw it in the trash can. And I said, I'm
like
not taking
the thing you're working on?
He's like my boss, too, you know? And I said, I'm not taking that out of the trash can. Okay? And he said, yeah, you will. And I sat down. I probably told him 3 times, I'm not taking that out of the trash can. And it's just for all day for life here. Whatever. Point. I don't know if you got the point where. Anyway, are we really going on? I got funny stuff going on. So I guess you knocked me off, huh?
No, you're on. I can hear.
Okay.
You.
Well, he's doing a try. And make a long story short, you got me that job up at AT&T, and. I was visiting like about a year late on the Columbus flea market of all places. I run into this guy, right? And he is like super nice to me, you know? And it's like, he asked me if I would hand his resume, like if he got my email address or whatever the case is, you know, if I would hand his application. Yeah, sure, okay.
That's
I never did. I never did that.
Oh,
so, like,
interesting.
So, yeah, are we even online? Oh, no. Help your neighbor. Be nice. Think nice thoughts. Help your neighbor. Don't be like me on it.
Don't be like
why
you.
Why not?
Thanks, too, Billy. Thanks, Chad. Thanks, thanks for being there. You're back.
Yeah. You guys have a blessed night. Try not to be less.
Exactly. Be more like a sergeant.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what...